USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after a fighter jet was dispatched to escort a commercial flight he was on down to Minsk. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko ordered the jet to guide his flight down in the Belarusian capital. The flight was originally scheduled to travel from Athens to Vilnius, Lithuania. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport, and the flight was eventually allowed to continue to Vilnius. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act. And National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will head home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding. Jeremy Scott has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement that brought an end to the 11 days of fighting on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
Last week's ceasefire came after more than 250 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a volcanic eruption in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo has killed 15 people and sent thousands fleeing. Mount Nyira Agongo started erupting Saturday night near the major city of Goma, near the border with Rwanda. About 30,000 people so far have fled the eruption, according to UN officials in the area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context. That's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Mm-hmm. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
And National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will be heading home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki. And Phil Mickelson has won the PGA Championship to win his first major title since the 2013 British Open. At age 50, Mickelson also becomes the oldest golfer to win a major championship, surpassing Julius Boros, who was 48 when he won the 1968 PGA Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.